if you're interested in kind of a personal exploration of pop music that me and my friends did, check it out. And if it's not your cup of tea, that's totally fine. Go listen to old music. I love old music.
Orono, she prefers to go by just her first name, is the lead singer of the band Super Organism. They made a splash with their debut album in 2018, a frenzy of collected samples and deadpan lyrics. Her bandmates, who are from all over the world, met both in person and on the internet, and their musings about the peril and promise of life online continue in a new album, Worldwide Pop.
Pop.
And all the people jump up.
So how much of this album was actually recorded in the same room or even, you know, in the same country?
Most of it was still recorded remotely just because I feel like being in our rooms or in our little bunks on the tour bus kind of is just our preferred, like, mode of creating music, I guess.
So you actually preferred to record separately in separate rooms, even though you could have all just recorded in the same space?
That's just kind of how we grew up making music and learned how to make music on our laptops in our rooms. So it just kind of ends up happening like that.
Well, a lot of your music involves not just singing and music, but actually gathered sound. So we hear some of that in the track Solar System.
It's like such a core part of our songwriting process that it's like literally all over the record.
Yeah.
Because we just kind of include sounds from our daily life. We just have like a great management team and label that helps us figure it out, because we sampled something that we randomly found and then we like almost got sued and it was a whole thing. So this time around, we did it all legally.
We first flew in 1903.
I have to say, you know, when I first listened to your album, it kind of felt like the musical equivalent of TikTok. It was that...
I don't know if that's a compliment or a diss.
Well, wait a minute. Hear me out. It's that feeling of like, you know, on TikTok or on Facebook or Instagram, mm-hmm. that rush of random short videos, one after the other on a loop, mm-hmm. we all are just drawn to on our phones. I guess I'm wondering if you, do you see that as a compliment or as a diss? I mean, do you see this as a mirror of the moment we're living in right now?
I think the songs kind of sound like that because we were feeling kind of overwhelmed with the internet, which we kind of grew up on and love. I feel like it's morphed into like this weird algorithm monster now. And it's totally different from like the internet that we grew up with, I feel like.
Huh. There is this track, the first track on your album, Black Hole Baby.
There you go. That is Super Organism.
This is Elton John. Super Organism. Really recommend that one.
Josh Homme. Did you like it?
In this song, you hear actually audio clips of people in the music industry saying how much they love your band.
From NPR Music. Anyone else love this band as much as me?
Super Organism. Check them out.
And then later in the album, there is another song, Put Down Your Phone. People can guess what that's about. And it talks about what it's like to be constantly bombarded by everybody's thoughts about you online. So talk about this new internet. I mean, how do you handle all this attention, all your online fans and commenters?
Delete Instagram. Delete as many social media apps as I can. But the kind of unfortunate nature of being a musician nowadays is that you kind of have to be an influencer in a way. It's not just about making music. You kind of have to, you know, brand yourself and put content up on a regular basis, you know? It's not really just about the music now.
Right? Did you put on a few pounds?
I bet you got paid so much.
Well, I mean, you know.
As a lead singer of a band in your early 20s,
mm-hmm.
with this music that just mirrors this strange internet world we're living in, you know, what
mm-hmm.
what would you tell our listeners who maybe are a little bit older than you?
I would just be like, I hope you like this record. If you don't, that's fine. I don't really care.
I mean, there is a lot of retro in this album, isn't there? It feels like there's a lot of 80s, 90s, you know, even early 2000s.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like that's like our main inspo. I mean, for me at least, I grew up with a lot of like 90s music because of my parents. So we actually get a good mix of like age ranges at our shows. And
sweet.
We get a lot of dads with their daughters. And that's like my favorite thing to see because my dad would take me to shows and festivals and stuff. And that was like my favorite memories from growing up. So it's cool that I'm kind of setting up similar experiences for people.
And what does your dad think about this new album?
He's like, I mean, it's not for me, but it's cool. You know, he's a okay. Japanese dad, so he's not going to very clearly be like, I love your new record. It's so great and amazing. He's never going to do that, but I'm pretty sure he's proud of me.
Well, congratulations on your new album, and thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
That's Orono of the band Super Organism. Their latest album is called Worldwide Pop.
Yeah, and everything falls apart except for us.